You also have another project called The Climate Diaries. What's that?
The Climate Diary is a book that shows pictures of over 100 observations that can be taken that would be important for climatologists over time of the appearance and disappearance of sort of seasonal events, so that the first arrival of bird species, the first blooming of plant species, and other activities that go on the island. We have a long tradition of farmers keeping record books that we're now digitizing to give us an understanding of how the climate changed in the past. Because plants and animals, they're great integrators of climate variables. When I put out a climate station, I'm measuring the temperature separate from the precipitation, separate from the wind. What a plant does is it integrates all of those so that we have a sense of the timing of the seasonal events that are going on. What this climate diary does is it gives you a description and a photograph of an observation to make. So, for example, I've opened it up and I'm looking at a picture of the American robin. It gives a description of what they look like and what to look for and some interesting facts about it. And then there's 25 years of data that we could put in so that you can compare year to year. When's the first time that you saw your American robin?
So you're actually going from these dates. It starts off in 2015 and you take it up to 2039. Is this something that is available to everybody, or is it geared towards school students?
This is available for everyone. Well, everyone on the island. Most of the time was spent limiting ourselves to just over 100 observations. And these observations are particular to Prince Edward Island. Now, it wouldn't take much to modify this for an Atlantic province, or for other provinces in Canada, for that matter. We gained our inspiration from a chap in Nova Scotia. He was the superintendent of Nova Scotia schools back from 1900 to 1923. His name was Alexander McKay, and he put natural history as part of the school curriculum and had every one of the 1,600 one-room schoolhouses across Nova Scotia report these over 100 observations over that 23-year time period. And we have that database now available to us to look at how the climate and the microclimates of Nova Scotia changed in the early 1900s. So we're hoping to sort of replicate that type of activity.
And will you collect the data from these individual books? Will people be sending this to you?
Yes, each book has a sticker in the front that sort of gives a pledge of the people who receive this book. Let me read the sticker for you. It says, "By signing below, I hereby agree to observe Prince Edward Island's changing environment and record these events in this diary to improve our understanding of the local impacts of climate change." And each one of these books is numbered, so we know who has which book. We are also developing a website where people can go online and input their observations. But we also have plans for tea socials during the cold winter months, where we'll invite people to bring their diaries and compare the observations in their local community to see whether or not they're seeing species at the same time frame. It's really intriguing for me. I've only been here on the island for 3 years, and I've been keeping these records myself. And it's intriguing to see when the fireflies arrive on my property on Argyle Shore. This year they still haven't arrived, and so I'm assuming they're going to be about 2 to 3 weeks later than the first year I was here.
Adam, thank you very much.
Thank you.